Now we're in the middle of August, which means it's peak tomato season in Wisconsin. Those tomato plants can be really productive. So if you've got more fruit than you bargained for, this edition of Food Friday is for you. And even if you don't have a haul from your own garden, maybe you just want to enjoy the flavorless fresh tomatoes from the farmer's market or grocery store. Our next guest has lots of ideas on how to enjoy them raw or cooked. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite kind of tomato? What varieties do you have in your garden? Are you overloaded with tomatoes right now? What do you like to do with them? A sandwich, BLT, salad, cook them down? Let us know what you do with your tomatoes or join in with your questions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. James Chen is the deputy editor for Taste of Home, which happens to be based in Milwaukee. James, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think we've all had the experience of staring down like a January tomato and knowing it's going to be rubbery and lifeless. Do you get excited when the fresh stuff starts to come along in Wisconsin?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I have been watching my tomato plants for like the last 4 weeks going, come on, you can ripen faster. Come on, come on.
What is your favorite way to use that fresh off the vine tomato?
Oh, to me, just doing as simple and little work to it as possible. The freshness, just chopping it up in a salad, just on a tomato sandwich, very simple is probably the best way that I like.
Do you have a favorite variety that you like to grow and or eat?
Not sure the name of it. It's a little yellow cherry tomato, which seems to just explode in my yard. And I have to fight the squirrels for it, so I know I'm going to get little seedlings popping up all over the yard in the spring. So that one has the best flavor that I've had.
And sometimes we end up with so many tomatoes, it's hard to figure out what to do with them. Apart from canning, which I know a lot of people like to do, do you have things you like to do to use up lots of tomatoes? Because like a sandwich is great, but you know, you can only put so much tomato on one sandwich.
Right. And so one of the things that I love to do with it is like a fresh pasta. So just tossing the tomatoes in fresh cooked pasta, and you don't really need to do anything with them. It is very, very simple. That is one great way to use them. I always toss them in like eggs when I'm scrambling them or an omelet. So there's a lot of different ways you can do that.
On a related note, you sent along a few recipes. We've got them links to your website at WPR.org/Food Friday. One of those recipes, a no-cook fresh tomato sauce. Sounds like it looks pretty easy. Tell us about this guy.
Well, that one is as easy as it comes. I mean, all you have to do is chop about 1.5 pounds of tomatoes, which is about 4 cups, maybe 5. I typically have a lot of basil growing, and I know a lot of other people do as well. So I just grab a handful of basil. The recipe calls for 1/3 cup. I usually go to about 1/2, maybe even a little bit more. And then olive oil. And you just toss that together with a little bit of garlic and let it sit for about 30 minutes. The juice is going to start coming out of the tomatoes, and it creates this luscious sauce that is just so inviting on top of really fresh cooked pasta.
And no cooking on that one, which on a 90-degree day sounds pretty good.
Yeah, all you have to do is cook the pasta, and there's some fresh there's some good pastas now that you can buy that are already cooked. So it is as simple as can be, and it is so delicious.
And the main extra flavor there you mentioned is basil, and that seems like such a natural pair with tomato. Are there other flavors, herbs, spices, you name it, that you think just match up really well with fresh tomatoes?
Fresh tomatoes really go well with rosemary, and so I've usually got a lot of that because that is my all-time favorite herb, and I use that in a lot of things. But fresh thyme is another good one, and an odd ingredient, you don't grow this, but curry powder. Curry powder and tomato is an amazing combination. So if you're making that fresh tomato pasta, that no-cook one, then you could try spinning it a little bit with just a little bit of curry powder, and it just becomes something entirely different.
It is Food Friday, and we're talking about tomatoes with James Shend from Taste of Home, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite way to consume fresh tomatoes? Let us know if you have a favorite recipe, a sandwich, a salad, a sauce, a salsa, you name it. Call in now at 800-642-1234. If you're growing your own tomatoes, love to get your garden report as well. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Okay, here's another recipe we've got that we've got linked to your website. And this is a good way to use a lot of tomatoes, a tomato pie. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. Well, the tomato pie is really good when you've got a lot of heirloom tomatoes that are a lot of different colors, because then it becomes this stunning, picturesque dish that you can serve. And it's great for lunch, for dinner. It's even really good for breakfast. And all you do is you start out with some cream cheese, some basil, marjoram, some thyme, and you make this filling that you can then put into this a crust, and then top it with heirloom tomatoes, some sharp cheddar cheese, some fresh cooked bacon, whatever you want. It's a really good foil to start things off. And so if you don't like marjoram or don't have it, or thyme, you can switch up the herbs. Like I said, you can use fresh rosemary or just pack it full of basil. It is a really stunning dessert, not a dessert, it is a stunning pie.
And our own Bill Martins mentioned this on the show yesterday. He made this tomato pie. He gave us some notes here. He used up 3 pounds of tomatoes using 2 different varieties from his garden. One's red-green, the other yellow-red. Looked really good, major style points. And Bill says, make sure you get a lot of the moisture out prior to assembling and baking so you don't get a runny, gross pie.
Right, right. So the key to this one is when I'm going to be assembling this, I'll slice the tomatoes and then I'll put them on a paper towel. And just let them sit there while I'm assembling the pie. And then the paper towel is going to absorb a lot of the liquid from the tomato. And so when you put it on the pie and it gets baked, it's not going to release all the water in the pie. Most of it has come out already.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Terry is with us in Mequon. Terry, hello.
Hi. I'd like to share an easy way to make sauce that I've come up with. Ooh. Because I didn't like peeling all the tomatoes. And I've figured out with a crock pot, and also it solved the problem of having just a few tomatoes at a time or whatever. And so I cut the tomatoes up, wash them, of course, but cut them up and put them in a crock pot overnight. And, of course, that cooks down into more of a sauce consistency. And then I put them through an old-fashioned food mill like you would make with applesauce. And that brings out the seeds and the skins. And then I freeze the remainder until the season is over. And then I thaw them all at once and add the other ingredients and cook it all at once. And then I do all my canning in one day.
Ooh, great. Terry, thank you so much for sharing that. A no-peel method, James. What do you think?
I love it. We've actually got a marinara sauce on our website that you use a food mill, and I love cooking it with the skins and the seeds because I think it adds just a little bit more flavor to it. But then that food mill Terry was talking about easily pulls all that out, and it's a great way to do it. So I remember sitting there with my grandmother trying to dunk them in boiling water and then peeling. It's a pain in the chukus.
Uh-huh. Terry, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. I used to, James, can a lot of tomatoes, and yeah, I would blanch them, peel them. There was a unique tool. I just got rid of this because I haven't used it forever, a tomato shark, like a serrated melon baller. That made it a lot easier to pull out the top of the tomato.
Yeah.
Any other tips on if we are going to peel our tomatoes?
So one tool that I've gotten, and I believe it's from OXO, it's like a vegetable peeler, but it's serrated. And so it's got the little teeth on there. And that works really well for soft vegetables and fruits like tomatoes. It's excellent for peaches. You don't really need it for an apple, but those peaches, plums, those really soft fruits, it does a really great job in no time at all.
It's Food Friday. We're talking about our August tomato season and what we can do with the harvest. James Shend is with us, deputy editor for Taste of Home. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're gardening, what is your tomato harvest looking like so far? Do you have a favorite kind of tomato? What's your favorite thing to do with them? In a sandwich, a salad, a sauce, you name it? you have a question for our guest? Do you have such great quantities of tomatoes? You don't know what the heck to do with it all? Call 800-642-1234. Oh, and do you have a twist on the BLT? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. It's Food Friday. We're talking about all the tasty things we can do with fresh tomatoes this time of year. James Shend is our guest, deputy editor for the Milwaukee-based Taste of Home. We've linked to a few of their recipes using tomatoes over at WPR.org/Food Friday, and you can join 800-642-1234. Tell us about your favorite sandwich or salad or sauce that involves fresh tomatoes, and give us your garden report while you're at it. Call 800-642-1234. James, a classic, of course, with tomatoes is the bacon, lettuce, and tomato, the BLT. Lots of different ways to put together that basic combo. Do you have a favorite?
So I'm more of a purist usually. I stick to the classic. But when I'm wanting to like elevate it a little bit, avocado is an easy way to do that. I mix things into a mayonnaise, or I make a fresh mayonnaise with a lot of lemon, a lot of pepper to it. Some sriracha is also really pretty good. But you can switch things up. Instead of using iceberg lettuce, try bib lettuce, which is a really soft, delicate lettuce. Arugula is another one that really going to add a lot of peppery flavor to the BLT, and it gives you a little bit of different texture to it. But, of course, the bread is also something you can play around with,
yeah.
Focaccia, ciabatta, things like that. There's infinite ways you can go with this. I've even had a beautiful BLT stuffed in a naan. So, I mean, there's infinite ways you can do this.
And you showed us another recipe. We've got it linked, Hasselback tomato clubs, like a club sandwich, I believe. What's the deal with those?
So this is another easy, no-cook way to do this, to serve tomatoes. It's a very elegant presentation because you take the bigger tomatoes and you slice through them, but not all the way through. So what you end up with doing is like maybe 3/4 through, and you can actually bend the tomato and it fans out. And then in each one of those slices, you can stick some cooked bacon, some turkey, avocado, some Swiss cheese, switch up the ingredients, use whatever you have on hand. And it becomes this beautiful, just very easy, elegant luncheon or dinner that you can prepare like hours ahead of time. And it's just a really stunning thing you can do.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Eric is with us in Rice Lake. Eric, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Eric?
Good.
Hey, I got a great recipe. It's easy. It's quick. Take a tomato, cut it into chunks, put it in a dish, top it with Italian hot jardinera or hot pepper spread, and then sprinkle some fresh blue cheese or Parmesan or Romano on there. Let it sit for about an hour to marinate, and then eat it up.
Wow, that sounds good. Ooh. And super easy. And Eric, you do this with fresh tomatoes in August? This is something you might eat this weekend?
I had some this morning.
Excellent. Great breakfast. Breakfast wow. To champions. James, that sounds pretty good to me.
That sounds so good. I could even see putting that on top of like an omelet or like cooked chicken breasts or things like that. That is a stunning salad that could go into so many different ways.
Eric, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Poking around on the Taste of Home website, James, there's, I don't know, like 1,000 or so tomato-related recipes. I believe I saw a couple of them that put tomatoes on the grill, just briefly, but it gets a little char on the tomato. What do you think of grilled tomatoes?
Grilled tomatoes are really good. It's a great way to kickstart a sauce if you wanted to do it. But what you can also do is if you're grilling the tomatoes, go ahead and take your lettuce, especially if it's like a romaine, cut that in half and throw that on the grill for about 30 to 40 seconds. And you have this grilled romaine and grilled tomato salad that is just amazing.
Awesome. Let's go back to our callers now. Tanya is with us in Viroqua. Tanya, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just had to call in and tell you a story. Years ago when my kids were little, we stopped at the co-op, one of the co-ops in Minneapolis, and they were doing a taste, you know, a little tasting sample, and they had fresh tomatoes with sourdough bread. And it was the most delicious thing we ever had. So ever since then, and my kids are all grown up now, ever since then, the epitome at the height of summer is for us to get a loaf of sourdough bread, slice it, toast it. Did you just put mayonnaise on it? The meatiest tomato you can find, slice of that, salt and pepper, and we just eat it open-faced. And it's been our go-to in the middle of summer every year since my kids were little.
Sounds fantastic, Tanya. Thanks a lot for sharing that. Yeah, something about mayo and tomatoes, James, works really well for me anyway, and obviously for Tanya. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. And I'm a big mayo fan anyways, but tomato and mayonnaise is just a really good classic combination. And like to Tanya's point, it's like if you go anywhere in the South, that is the classic dish that they serve in the summertime. It's not even really good sourdough bread. This is just plain white bread, a big slab of tomato, a lot of mayonnaise, salt and pepper, and you're done. And it's like basically just roll up your sleeves because you're going to get wet. And it's such a delicious sandwich.
Thanks a lot, Tanya, for sharing that at 800-642-1234. We got an email from Grant who suggests replacing the bacon in the BLT with, quote, finest quality of smoked salmon, end quote. So an SLT, a salmon lettuce and tomato.
Oh, I like the way he thinks. That sounds really good.
That does sound good. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Let's go now to Doug in Colfax. Doug, hi.
Hello. My wife and I do a fairly large amount of tomatoes, and so she cooks them in a Nesco roaster and then uses a hand mill to get the peel, the skin off, and she gets through a pretty high volume of them that way. We can about 50 quarts, and it goes in everything from spaghetti or chili to whatever.
Sounds fantastic, Doug. Thanks a lot. And there's that millet to get the skin off after instead of pre-peeling it, James. I like the way these people are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to use an old tool. I mean, it's something every single grandmother in person had. And it seems to have gotten out of the way or out of favor, but I'm like, I love it. I still have my grandmother's, and I use it all the time. It's great for even mashing potatoes.
Thanks for that. We're talking to James Shen with Taste of Home, talking about how we can use our big tomato harvest this time of year. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Jack is with us in Wauwatosa. Jack, hi.
Hi there. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
What do you do with your tomatoes, Jack?
I like to take the small ones, as your guest described, too, especially the little yellow ones, and you put them all on a spear, like a wooden spear that you would use for shrimp, and then grill them, and then with olive oil, a little crushed red pepper, and then the final thing is you put over a balsamic glaze.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right. That sounds really good, and that's something you just do on, you could just use like a normal grill skewer, couldn't you?
Sure, you could use any kind of skewer, metal or wood. The wood ones work well because if you soak them, you can actually soak those in a little wine for extra flavor.
Oh, wow. That's great. Jack, thanks a lot for the call. And balsamic. Now, I don't always think of, vinegars and things like with tomatoes, James, because it's an acid and an acid. What do you think?
I like it because the fresh tomato tends to be a little less acidic than you see in canned tomatoes. But the balsamic is a classic combination with that as well because it has a little less acid than other vinegars, and the flavor is just great with the tomatoes. So I'm a big proponent of it.
Thanks for that call. Larry joins us now in Green Bay. Larry, hi.
Hi. Glad to be on the show. What I do is I take some onions, saute them in olive oil, get some fresh sweet corn from the local market, peel it off the cob, cook it up together with some salt and pepper and toss in some onions, and it's just a great dish.
Oh, that sounds really good. And I love tomatoes and corn. Just maybe it's because they're always together. I remember having tomato sandwiches and corn on the cob as a kid, like tomato and cheese sandwiches, and that was a full meal. And they work together really well in salsas too, don't they, James?
They do. They do work really, really well together. Another summer staple that works really well with tomatoes, and it may sound odd, but you've got to try it, is watermelon. Watermelon and tomato, just turn that into a salad with a simple vinaigrette, and it is unbelievable. Great summer salad.
Huh. Awesome. Thanks, Larry. Time for one more caller. Karen is with us in Rice Lake. Karen, hi.
Hi. My brother doesn't really like lettuce, so he has onions on his BLTs in place of the lettuce, and it's really good. We all enjoy it.
Awesome. Yeah, I think onion and tomato on a sandwich is great. James, we're just about out of time. One last thought on using up our fresh tomatoes.
There's an infinite number of ways. I mean, there's so many ideas that come to mind. But I just have them sitting on the counter, and we snack on them. And it's like my whole family will just walk by because I usually have a truckload of the cherry tomatoes. And, like, we don't have candy in the house. It's just people are walking by, and they're picking up the cherry tomatoes and just popping them in. It's the best, easiest way to do that. Again, salsas is a perfect way to use up a lot of that, and you can can that as well. There's a lot of great recipes online, especially the tasteofhome.com. We've got a number of them for that.
James, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you so much, and I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their summer.
That's James Shen, deputy editor for Taste of Home. We talked to him about tomato season. We've got a link to 3 tomato recipes at the Taste of Home website. You can find those links at WPR.org/FoodFriday.